W8SSR, mobile and monitoring.
KAB8RVP.
KB8RVP, KB8RVP, K8LZF mobile base station.
Good morning, Chris. Did you get your coffee maker replaced? Or you got to stop at McDonald's this morning? KB8RVP.
Yeah, the bun coffee pot took a crap see. It no longer heats the water instantly. So, was online last night. Found the replacement one. We had this one for quite a long time. So I made myself some hot tea. Excuse me. And I'm running late. It doesn't matter if I get up a whole hour early, I'll still run late. There's always something. Today is trash day, and I had that all set, but then when I went downstairs to feed the cat, turn around, looked at the litter box, like, oh man, I gotta clean that out. So, clean out the two litter boxes, and as I'm looking at it, it's like, man, I might as well just dump all this out and add all new. So, needless to say, that put me behind. Other than that, that's about it, man. Only 20 degrees out, man. It feels less than that.
Oh, I'm sure the feel-like temperature is a lot less than that. Yep, I think we got our trash day on the same day. I put our trash out last night. We got those big plastic cans. They're huge. With the big lid on them, there's two. There's a recycle one and a trash one. And they're so loud when you're wheeling them out and wheeling them in. It sounds like thunder during a thunderstorm sometimes in the summertime. I'll hear noises, and I'm like, oh, that's just somebody rolling their trash cans. And our driveway's literally 4 feet from our neighbor's bedroom window, and she doesn't get up till like 9 o'clock. So if we get snow, I just shovel early in the morning. I don't want to wake her up with our big, huge 10-horse, two-stage snowblower, so I just shovel. I've got an electric plug-in snowblower. It'll do like 4 inches. Might be able to do 5 inches. I got a 100-foot extension cord. Looks like a regular single-stage snowblower, but it's electric. I'll use that to keep the noise down, too. That's the only bad thing about our setup. Everybody's bedroom is on your neighbor's driveway, and they're like 4 feet from your window. So try to be polite. And I did wake them up one time on, it was a New Year's morning. They were up late. I was out there at 9. Thought I waited plenty of time and woke up the neighbors, and Dad wasn't too happy with me. He gave me a dirty look when I went out and said good morning when he was having his morning smoke.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, man. These times where got that five horse power snow thrower dual stage. It's loud. I gotta go to work, you know. Rev that thing up at 4:30 in the morning, you know. I gotta leave here at the dump truck. Anyways, I gotta go to work. They're not paying my bills. Sorry, but that's the way it is. You know, likey? Oh well. I don't worry about my neighbors. I know it sounds probably horrible, but I gotta do what I gotta do, you know. Like I say, they're not paying my bills. And I don't see them coming over going, hey, I just happen to have $500. I think that might pay for your trash, your water, your sewer, and your electricity. So, yeah, we've got those green dumpsters, too, and they're loud when you're rolling them. Loud when they're empty, loud when they're full. Glug, 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 glug. So, that's okay. Most of my neighbors are truckers anyways, so. Oh, Lord. K-A-L-D-F for ID.
Well, Thad next door passed away. Marcia retired last year, so we take care of her snow. She's got a pacemaker, and she's not supposed to mow the lawn or shovel snow or do anything heavy like that, so we mow her front yard, and her grandkids always mow the backyard, but they're all moved away and going to college out of state and different things, so we help her out. She's got a self-propelled push mower, and sometimes she'll just walk real slow and do it, but sometimes it's too much for her, so I got a tractor. We use a self-propelled walk-behind mower to do our front and backyard, but behind the fence, we got an easement for the power company. It's all grass back there, and I use the tractor to mow that. And if I'm doing that, she'll pick up all the sticks in her yard and everything, and then I'll mow her backyard. And we shovel her driveway if her family can't come over and do it. We're all on good terms around here. We all have each other's phone numbers, and I'll send her a text and say, hey, I'm going to shovel your driveway and your back porch. Your back porch looks right in, big sliding glass door into her house, into her kitchen and dining room. So I just let her know I'm coming over so I don't startle her. KB8RBP.
You're a little angel. I'm sure they appreciate that. We usually have elderly people in our neighborhood too that lived in the neighborhood for a long time. We used to have neighborhood gatherings and cookouts together. It was really nice. We used to have phone numbers of everybody in case something would happen, just like you. You know, everybody was a nice neighborhood, but it's not anymore. I got a neighbor that's a cop. he's an ignorant POS, ripping up and down the road just to flex his muscles and show his badge. I don't care for him whatsoever. Pretty much most of the neighborhood people feel the same. And there's a lot of new, younger people that live in the neighborhood too, and they're not very friendly at all. You wave to them, they look at you like, who the hell are you, you know? That new generation, what are you waving at me for? They're all to themselves. So, yeah, it's changed, unfortunately. And like they say, if I got to go to work, I got to go to work. You don't like the noise, it's just too bad. You just have to get up early. And then when I pull out the Harley, and it's got to run to warm up for the automatic, you know, for the manual choke and all, you know, guess what? going to sit in the driveway and it's going to roll. It's going to sit there and thud. Too bad. So, Norman and Mr. Nice Guy, that's gone by the wayside many years ago. So, I've gotten pretty tough, pretty rough in my old age. K-A-A-L-D-F for ID, almost to work. Woohoo! Almost to work. Whipping through the week here.
And we had our kids that just moved back from Florida over for dinner last night. And between the stuff they brought and the stuff we have, they had snow pants and gloves and boots for everybody. And they took Kate, after we had dinner, they took Kate sledding on the hill behind our neighbor's house next door. There's an old gravel pit behind our subdivision. And we get deer come in. We had, I think there were 5 deer last night. We were just getting ready for bed and saw the deer coming in. They were all walking in. This time of year, they'll eat anything they can find. Twigs on a little bush. And they got a row of trees that they like to eat on. They'll try to dig down to the grass if they can get to it or anything. They'll eat anything. But it's fun to watch them come in. All right, well, don't work too hard today. We'll listen out for your final, and we'll stay 7-3.
What snow do you have? We don't have anything in Bay City or Auburn. Just all gone. Just dead grass showing.
We got about 2 inches in the backyard.
Oh. I know that one night, I'm trying to think when it was, my daughter down in Livonia was texting her away, oh, that's just snowing to beat hell. We ain't getting anything. I think we were getting rain. Yeah, strange weather, man. Well, at least the kids got to play in the snow and on sleds and stuff. That's always fun. I miss those days. I miss those days of doing it, and I miss those days of taking the girls and going down with them. Alright, yep, I'm just around the corner. I see the parking lot right here, so looks like everybody's here. Have a good day. I hope everything goes well. And I will talk with you later. Take care, man. KBRVP, KALDF. 73's, Mike.
Yeah, I forgot. You said you were running a couple minutes behind. I was thinking it was time for you to head in. Yeah, we get all the way over here, even. We get lake effect snow from Lake Michigan. It hits just right and makes it all the way over to us. But the way the snow patterns, if you've been following the national weather at all, there's been snow through the Ohio Valley, right through the middle of the country. Missouri's getting snow, Arkansas. They had freezing rain last weekend. Had thousands of flights that were canceled. Tons of freezing rain in the middle of the country all the way to West Virginia, just above Tennessee and Pennsylvania and that. And then they got another one coming through this weekend. I think starting Friday, Tennessee could get 2 to 4 inches or something. Some places might get more. But it's going right through the middle of the country. Ohio's going to get quite a bit. And a couple weeks ago, they were talking that we could get like a foot of snow, but it's all staying just south of us. Catch you later, Chris. KB8RVP.
Yeah, I see. They're de-icing those jet planes. That's insane. And then you got California burning. That's a shame. All right, we'll catch you later, man. Have a good day. KB8RVP, KB8 all the way up, off and clear.
NAPLC, NAGYU. NAPLC, NAGYU.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
KE8AZI, listening. KF80YL monitoring. KV80OE. OOE, how are you doing tonight? There's no problem. there. I didn't quite catch what you were saying.
Yeah.
I hear you transmitting, but it's not audible.
Am I making the system? Am I making this machine any better? KB8OOE. Any better? KB8OOE mobile.
OOE, that's a lot better. I can hear you again. This is KF8AYL.
I had to do it. There's like a real bad spot. The repeater don't seem to be working. Right up the stump, but there's a real bad spot around Otter Lake.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I heard a couple of rough transmissions. I didn't know what they were, but couldn't hear anything. But I heard you earlier. I kind of assumed that was you. Kept trying to come in, but you're coming in now. It's still a little bit rough, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm getting a little further north and on flat ground. It's awful hilly through there, too.
Well, are you keeping warm this evening?
Yeah, KB8OOE. It's, I don't know, a little rough out here for sure.
Yeah, I got my wood stove going and it's going through the wood. In a big way. You have to keep the wood pipeline going, but he's going.
Yeah, I bet it's gobbling it up. My little vent free is going down. Took me one town to get the truck up to temperature, but I'm out here going up to my girlfriend's place.
Sounds good. Sounds like a fun evening.
I had to set my ward up so I could leave. He don't cook much, and he's going to be there for a day or two. So I filled him up a crock pot and a pan of rice. Fill him up a crock pot full of chicken soup and chicken rice soup, and he's got to mix it, so he can handle that much.
Well, that sounds awesome. My wife says she's got turkey meatball spaghetti for us, so I'm going to head in and go enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk my girlfriend through turning this radio on, but I didn't get them set up so it does the 5K jump. So she keeps trying to put the 14531 in the radio, and it's putting around 310 or 300. So I got to tell her how to go through the menu and take a step down to 5 instead of 25 or whatever it is.
Well, a little bit of training. She'll get it.
She's been getting anywhere from 80 to 100% on the online tests. So she's going to have her tech ticket. We can both use GMRS, and there's a repeater out here that's good enough to do it. But
I hate to use a GMRS unless it's a family member or something that I'm trying to get a hold of that's never going to be a ham, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. No, she'll get it. It's not hard. Just take the test. You just take the practice test, and that's all I did. Just take a bunch of practice tests, and it's all just a bunch of the same questions asked differently, more or less.
She got 100% on one this morning.
Yeah, if you can take a few in a row and you're getting above 90, you should be just fine.
Yeah, it's got a G5RV menu, but these are the, I can't even remember what model they are. They're a clone of this one that does single sideband and stuff with an added board on it. And a group of us is going to be doing modifications on them real soon. And, seeing what we can make them do outside of band. I want to see what they look like on a scope. Plus, I want to be able to run single sideband on 2 and 440. It always.
Sounds pretty interesting. Sounds pretty cool. Well, all right, sir, I'm going to head in here. This is KF80YO. And I'll be clear on your final.
Kind of wondered before you go where you're at.
I'm in Bertrand coming off the Guilford repeater.
The Bertrand, yeah, I think I just passed Bertrand Road. Maybe not. That's got to be right around here. I'm heading up 15. Yeah, 15, heading to Bastard. All right, South 3, have a good evening. Thanks for riding along. And this is KV80OE.
All right, yeah. Have a good evening. KF80YO, 73.
KV80OE.
KV80OE, Justin. KV80OE, Justin.